And if you're just now joining us, we're talking to Crystal City Mayor Tom Schilly. He is up for re-election in April, and he does have a challenger, but you transitioned nicely for me again. As you mentioned, Susan Monte, another, let's call it a challenge in the road, as the city was brought forth with an audit, as people from the city signed a petition. They said, we want Susan Monte and her team to come in and break down everything that's happening. That must not have been easy either.
Well, you know, it's not easy, but I give credit. Here again, I get a lot of credit to our staff who works with these people. I mean, they was in the office on a daily basis for about a year on this state audit. And when this audit first came about and started, I truly felt that they would find no embezzlement or no theft. But when they go through that, you know, they just work it, and they go in depth of their findings and this and that. And after the audit was completed, and I listened to Susan Monte at the auditorium in Crystal City High School, I truly felt good about it. Yes, we had some situations, basically. She mentioned, you know, procedural policies, you know, we need to update our ordinances. There was no theft and no embezzlement and no criminal charges. We just recently hired a city administrator. We have a financial audit and report on a yearly basis, and that was a good thing. I was asked the question, I think, by Mr. Martin, Patrick Martin, during this audit. He said, Mayor, do you think this will be worth $30,000, maybe $30,000 plus? And at first I said, no. You know, I said, I don't think it will be, because I don't think they're going to find any criminal activity. Thereafter that, after listening to Susan Monte at the Crystal City High School Auditorium, I was asked the same question by the same gentleman. And, you know, I had to agree. Yes, it was worth the $30,000, because what Susan Monte said, the Missouri State Auditor, stated, you know, these findings that we have in place, we recommend that you correct them and follow our recommendations. Because if you have the wrong people in office, the wrong staff in place, you have an open door for some activities unwillingly to the city. So if it will keep future mayors, future council people, or future generations, if this state audit will keep them from having a $250,000 lawsuit against them or somebody going to jail, yes, it was well worth $30,000.
And as you mentioned, there are no criminal charges that were stated directly. More or less, it was laid out that there were some items that could potentially, and the way Susan Monte said, snowball into things that could
Absolutely.
Lead to much bigger problems. But, like you said, you have a city administrator now, and now you have a game plan. I mean, is that audit going to be kind of like a, this is what we need to fix? These
yes,
are the
ma'am.
Problems that we have.
Absolutely. That is our game plan. And we had a work session last night, and Thurman and Shim, our auditor, that happens on a yearly basis, give us her report last night, and she found a few things. There was no significant findings, but she made recommendations. We need to establish water rates by the dollar amount instead of increases by percentage, and we've done that last April. We need to tighten up on our bidding procedures, just like Susan Monte said, some of our bidding procedures, which we are tightening up on. And thanks to the council and the city administrator, we will take care of these situations, each and every one of them. I know there were some things that I agreed to disagree with Susan Monte in the audit, you know, as $260,000 plus that we paid. The city of Crystal City taxpayers paid over and above the appraisal value of the property. I didn't see it that way, but I mean, Crystal City had an appraisal of $1.9 million. I know Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company had an appraisal. What that appraisal was, I don't know. I don't know if it was 2.3, 2.6. But that allowed Wings and Pittsburgh negotiated the price, evidently, of 2.2. So the city of Crystal City did not pay over an amount and above $260,000. That was done through Wings Corporation. But things like that. And here again, you know, that's people need to know that. The citizens need to know that. And we will get the facts out there. It's just one of those things that, you know, you interpret it one way and we interpret it another way. So.
And some of these issues, as you're saying, they could be interpreted one way or another. But with the audit and with these issues that you agree to disagree with State Auditor Susan Monty, you were a little caught off guard a few weeks ago as a St. Louis station approached you at a meeting. They started throwing some of these at you, whether they knew all the facts or not. Some people say this is going to help you get reelected. No. Some people say this is going to hurt you. All of these bumps, we'll call them, that you faced in the last couple of years. How do you perceive these?
Well, as far as the news media, you know, that goes with the territory of being the mayor. You know, let's face the facts. And yes, I was caught off guard. I don't have a problem meeting with anybody. You know, if I want to meet in their office or they want to meet in mine, I'll sit down and meet with them at any given time. But anytime you catch somebody off guard in between meetings, you've already got your agenda staged and everything, and they start popping those kind of questions at you, and they got a microphone in your face and a camera on the other angle. That just goes with the territory of being the mayor. I know it was mentioned that why do you outsource another law firm? You know, well, Thurman's Law Firm has been with us since 1985 for sure, and they always have done our annexations for us, you know, and real estates. We had another law firm, the Breeze Law Firm, and those two law firms have both worked with the city. But the auditor took it one way, but the facts are the Thurman firm has been with us for quite a while, as well was the Breeze firm. So.
And Mayor Shilley, we're unfortunately about out of time, but as we could unfortunately talk about this negativity that, again, unfortunately kind of surrounds the city in certain levels, on certain levels, in certain areas, there are a lot of things you're quite proud of with the city. Tell me about, let's take Wings, let's take the audit, let's take, you know, the St. Louis News, all this negativity out. Talk about what you're proud of the city and what you're going to keep doing if you get reelected in April to make Crystal the city that you claim to love so much.
Well, I'm proud of the staff and the jobs that they do. Mr. Hickson's come on board last May and make it a whole lot better. He's just an outstanding individual. Young, youth, and that's, you know, that's what we need. I solely believe in our infrastructure of Crystal City. It's 100 years old. People out of sight, out of mind. You know, water lines, sewer lines being relined, valves being put in. Our streets, you know, a lot of our streets are starting to crumble. And we're moving forward to get some of those taken care of. We got two major ones going on right now. In the past, we just recently replaced our bridge over Mississippi Avenue. And it took us something like 10 years to find out who even owned the bridge. You know, nobody, railroad didn't own it, city didn't own it, nobody wanted to take ownership to it. All we knew is we had to get it fixed. And we've worked very hard with that, and I commend our staff at that. It's a beautiful bridge. We recently, in the past, and this is not all my credit, that's for sure. This has been going on for many years as far as the bridge. It goes through Grant Johnson, it goes through Mr. Sieber, it goes back to Mr. Benz, you know, on this bridge. We have our sewer plant and our levee, a joint effort with the city of Festus, with Mr. Doyle, Mr. Cook, just showing what two cities can do, you know, when they work together and bring things together. That's some outstanding accomplishments. Our water treatment plant, the holding cells, you know, Mr. Huber and Mr. Whaley, you know, that was $500,000 to clean those up. But it was one of those things that it's out of sight and out of mind. If it's out of sight and out of mind, nobody pays any attention to it. But it is the infrastructure of our city, and we need to continue to stay on top of it. I just mentioned it again last night. It's a beautiful town. I've lived here all my life, and I truly, truly love it.
Well, Mayor Shilley, we wish you luck in the election in April and everything else you do until then.
I would like to say one thing.
Absolutely.
We have a young lady in Camden, in Missouri, who is basically under the care of Mr. and Mrs. Bischler. And her name is Mrs. Browning. She was a school teacher here. Matter of fact, she was my school teacher, my science teacher.
Wow.
And she's celebrating her 100th year birthday on February the 20th, which just so happens to be my birthday also, mine and my sister's.
Look at
so
that.
I wish her a very happy, glorious 100th birthday. I'll never forget her as a science teacher, some of the experiments that she taught that's still vividly in my mind in the type of work that I do today. And my wife and I, the city has read a proclamation just two meetings ago. My wife and I, she went and got us a frame for it, and we mailed it off, and hopefully she's got that by now. And I'd just like to wish Mrs. Browning a very wonderful 100th birthday. Because that's got to be one of the most memorable things in the 8 years that I've been mayor. I believe this is my 11th 100-year birthday proclamation.
Wow.
And I've given one 99-year birthday proclamation. And it's a wonderful feeling and to have people blessed to celebrate their 100th birthday.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Mayor Tom Shilley from Crystal City.